Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all of you all across the world. Welcome to today's daily meeting, where you get a behind the scenes look of how the ATSJR companies is run every single day. Always a pleasure to see all of you and your shining, smiling faces. As always, please have whatever you use to take notes, be ready, okay? Because you never know when a nugget is going to be dropped. It's always dropped. And today is Thursday, so anything can happen. That's all. I say that all the time. All right. So anything can happen. And also, if you have questions, please do not hesitate to ask. All right. So you can get those answered. All right. I'm about to hand it over to our illustrious founder and CEO of the ATSJR companies from Galveston, Texas, millionaire, maker, innovator, creator, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Grand Rising, everybody. Good morning, and all the great coffee and cream things that you do on your mornings, or maybe it's water and pineapples. I'm not sure, but whatever you do, get to that. And I wish you a long, beautiful, well life filled of your favorite TV shows and as much of your favorite dessert as you desire without negative effects.
There you go.
All of that for you. All of that for you, and may COVID-19 and any other pandemic stay far away from you and not disrupt your life too much. Today, we're talking about sacrifice, servant hearts, and integrity. Still in the big picture. I tricked a lot of people. I tricked seven people this week. I tricked seven people. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. Allow me to set that up. Sacrifice, servant hearts, and integrity. Without bringing up religion, I want to bring up a metaphor that will kind of put your mind back in religion. There is a metaphor in the old South that says, sending up your timber will be a sweet sacrifice to God. Where that comes from, burnt offerings, which has been around way before religion was established. Okay, way before there was a religion, when people believed in something, way before there were buildings that people had a building fund for, when we were still living in caves, before we became civilization as Homo sapiens, when we were humanoids, we burnt offerings and sacrifices somewhere between 5,000 BC and older. And this sacrifice was meant to bestow blessings upon the sacrificer. Put a pin in that, because I'm gonna punch out in the throat with that in a little bit. Servant hearts should be self-explanatory, not applied, but self-explanatory. And integrity, in the way in which I'm going to discuss it, is wholeness, and the way Dr. Henry Cloud in his book Integrity discusses integrity itself, wholeness. So when you put these three things together, you're saying, I offer what I have. I bow without being required in every area of my life. There I go.
Meddling.
I offer what I have. Uh-huh. That's it, Frida. I bow without being required in every area of my life. I wish ATS to be this way. This is a business conversation. It's the big picture. The big picture is, are we here? The big picture is, are we here to make money? Just thought of a clip I can play. Are we here just to make money? It's a good question, right? It's a good question. Is that why we're here? Are we only here to make money? Are we only here to be famous? Are we only here to blah, 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 blah? I think you get the point, right? But it's a good question. I think it's fair. It is a good question. It is fair. What is your business doing? Now, am I attempting to preach to you? No, I'm not even in a preaching mood. It's not really my thought process. My thought process here is, how are customers receiving your business? Because I see trouble coming. I wrote an article not too long ago, whatever. It's a bunch of them on Mexican News now, but I wrote an article not too long ago. I don't know for whom or where, but I snuck in there real slick, like it was real slick. I see trouble coming. I do. Will you walk with me over the next 40 years? All of you will still be alive. Even the oldest, youngest of you, you'll still be alive. You may not want to be alive, but you'll still be here. You know, you'll still be. I know. I don't plan on going past 83. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I do understand. I do understand. But think about this. We are convinced that our country, doesn't matter where we are. If you're in the West, actually, no, it doesn't matter. Ever since the age of isms, that is 1850 to 1940, 41, that line could be crossed. You could say the Great War, or you can say the Second Great War, depending on how you want to draw that line of demarcation. We rolled, that's the modernism period. And before that, we had the Enlightenment period. And before that, we had this age of isms. This is where, but this isms continues all this time. This is where we start caring about isms. Allow me to explain. Socialism. And any ism you can think of, we start putting beliefs behind ideals and killing for them. It's what happened. It's what happened. In your recent memory, if you don't mind, by recent memory, I want you to go back your entire adult life. You know what? No, let's go back a little further. When you got your first paper route, that's when you were smart enough to start making your own money. Whatever that means to you in your own age. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. When you got on that bike and you said, you know what? I'm getting my own money to go to the drive-in theater. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. When you start saying, I'm going to be self-sufficient for myself, no matter what that was. If you grew up on a farm, well, unfortunately for you, that was at 4 years old. You was carrying sheetrock and getting the pigs up. Deanna says she was 17. Whatever age that was for you, this depends. That most certainly is going to get a little older the younger you are. Because Phil and Steve and Jerome, they ain't had no choice. They was working at six. They had no choice. It was a different time. It was a different time. They were working at six, expect to be grown by 13. It was a different time.
I was getting up at six, going to the tobacco fields before the morning glories got up.
No doubt. I guarantee you someone in the baby boomer generation remembers being forced to wake up in the morning and read the newspaper. You do it now, but your parents were like, nope, you're going to learn.
Yes!
It's always somebody. You're going to learn and you're going to read this. Stay away from them comics. Don't worry about that. I'm telling you, okay? In your recent memory, since that age, 17 for Deanna, some of you, when have financial times got better as a whole? That's a serious question. I want you to think about that. I didn't say, where did you do well? That's irrelevant. When have they gotten better? Since you've been consciously observing money, when has your pound, your dollar, your rupee, I won't say ruble, they don't have anything right now, your anything, when has your dollar gained value?
It hasn't. It's been going down constantly. I remember when gas was 20, I don't mind y'all knowing, I remember when gas was 25 cents a gallon.
And it's not in my memory.
No.
My cousin had a Volkswagen Beetle, and he was older than me, Antonio, all right? He's like 5, 6, 7 years older than me. And he was in college and staying at my mom and dad's house with us. He had a Volkswagen Beetle. We went to the gas station, and I couldn't drive it, so I didn't know nothing about gas and all that. It was 25 cents a gallon.
Wow. Wow. I remember 99 cents a gallon for sure. And I thought.
I remember my grandmother filling up on $2 worth of high tests.
No, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I get it. No, I remember my dad had this old beat up red truck, Steve, the one that the back window, there's only one seat.
Yes.
But the back little middle window is out because you put the lumber back there.
Yes.
And you go too fast. Everybody know that window is out, right? And I remember that. And I remember taking that truck out on that drive at 14. And I remember going into the ashtray and the 87 cents and being just fine at the gas station. It was quite customary. I want you to look at the big picture. But I've been tricking everybody all week. To be honest with you, I have been very unfair to you. It's the truth. It's the truth. I've had private calls. I have manipulated every single person here. I have, but it's been for your good, at least as I see it. The reason I've been manipulating you is because all week, when I keep telling you the bigger picture, I'm not talking about the bigger picture. I'm trying to convince you that the only thing that's going to survive, as I see it, is brand. I really need you to hear me. As the dollar continues to lose value, most of the world, all right, I'm gonna turn this to a masterclass right now. Everybody get your notes. Masterclass right now. If this is your first time here, I open up my private meeting that we had every morning to the public because I wanted everybody to be as well off as us. My grandmother would tell me to tell y'all, God has been good to me, and I better be good to God's people. That's what my grandmother would tell me, okay? So that's why I'm doing this, and I don't know when I'm gonna stop, but it doesn't seem no time soon. As long as things get worse, I'm gonna have to keep doing this. So from now on, here's been my main point this week. All of you in trouble, it's not your fault. And I need you to focus on the bigger picture, not just where you're going. To be honest with you, I did the bigger picture, Jerome, last month when I was saying, where do you want to go? Where you want your customers to go? I did that for your company manufacturally, right? From the nuts and bolts of your company. Mm-hmm. But I've been tricking you all week. And there's 7 top secret people, and I'm going to go to that, and I've tricked them too. And some of you are the victim of your integrity. Some of you are not. I'll explain. There are 3 things you need to know about money as far as this context goes. It's very simple. How do I get more of it? At this point, I'm in a masterclass, so you might want to get yourself blessed. How do I get more of it? How do I keep more of it? How do I multiply what I got? How do I get more of what I got or what I don't have? How do I keep what I just got? And how do I multiply? Because I ain't planning on staying where I'm at. Because if you think you're not supposed to multiply your money, I want you to take all your money, put it in your dresser drawer, leave it there for 10 years, come back and get it, and see if it has the same spending power. Hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Won't have the same spending power next month.
It sure won't.
$5 a gallon.
It sure won't. Sure won't. Mr. Hollywood, what's up? Is that my boy?
My boy, I just
came. What's up? What's up, baby? Yeah.
Yeah, I just came to come see what's good.
Well, that's good, man.
I just came to come express some positive energy. You already know. I haven't been in the group in a while, but I just came by, you know what I mean, to see what's good with you, big boss man, Antonio.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate it. Tell us what's good. What you new? You always got something new going on. What's your new watch deal or your shoe deal? I know you got something.
I own a record label now, bro, Hollywood. So wow. I live in Hollywood now, Calabasas, bro.
Good. I'll be out there soon. I'm actually shopping for a house out there real soon.
Come out here. I got these artists doing marketing, YouTube. I run like a whole section. I work for Afrophilix.com. It's an African streaming website. I'm ahead of marketing for North America. I'm just doing a lot, bro. Like, I got a lot of power underneath my belt now. Antonio, you know that work done paid off.
That's bro. It, man. Yeah. It paid off. He started as a producer, y'all.
Yeah,
he started as a producer. That did him a full Kanye West.
Yeah.
he a businessman now.
Yeah, businessman. So I remember Antonio, we first met on Clubhouse. So I just wanted to tell, you know what I mean? Come by and share my little stories here and there, Antonio. You know, I'll never come.
Nah, man, I appreciate you always showing love. I be trying to like almost everything you got going on Instagram. I feel like showing who you are real quick.
All right.
I can know it's my boy Stack. Hold on, really.
But I've been helping out a lot of people on, like, you know, social media, the digital billboard placements. I've been doing a lot of ads. I just went to Hollywood. I was on a runway show on TV. They had me on TV. We're going to Arizona in a couple months. And then after that, they just dropped my Meta Mansion. You see that second post right there? I have a Meta Mansion now. So you guys could actually come to my come to it and visit it now. And you can shop, shop for clothes, shop for NFTs. I just got a lot going on right now.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna write a few articles about you, man, for sure. I swear, I always need content anyway, so I got you. I'm gonna do it for sure. Stack is one of the first people in the digital real estate NFTs, one of the very first ones. Now y'all can go put on your little goggles and go and spend time with him in his in his meta mansion. Man, shout out to you. Y'all don't mute your mic and clap for this man.
Awesome, Zach, thanks for the invite.
He got over, I think he's got over 2 million followers all like on all platforms. He might as well be King Batch, you know what I'm saying?
Antonio, I just want to say, bro, I appreciate you. God is good. Like I said, when I first met you, it was like you got to really believe in this. You know what I mean? You got to really believe in that journey. Like when I met you on Clubhouse, I just got fired from that 9-to-5. Remember I was telling you?
Yeah, I remember.
It was that whole nursing job. I was the pandemic. I didn't have no hope. You know what I mean? As soon as you put me down with the ATS, and I had hope. I just believed in myself, bro. So I appreciate. That's why I said I'm gonna always come back to the group whenever I can, whenever I'm free. Because they have me in Hollywood doing so much. But whenever I'm free, you guys know I'll pop up. I just came last month. You know what I mean?
I'll
come again. But I appreciate you, Antonio. Make sure that you hold this down. Do your thing. And I'm just always a proud of what you got going on. You, Grace, Dion, everybody, you know, all the day ones that knew me from day one. I appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you. We got Monica here, too. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, one more time, man. Yeah, clap for that, man. That man was, I remember he was... Full of fire.
Yes, man, congratulations.
Real talk. Stack, tell them how old you are.
I'm only 28 years old right now.
All right, then I wanted them to hear that. Yeah, 28 years old. Future bright for the next 40 years. And that's what we're talking about, right?
That's a fact. And Antonio, I gotta get you pressed up on some articles too. I know that you got a lot going on. So just text me and we'll get you situated too.
Okay. Your number's still the same?
Yep, same number. It ain't gonna change.
I got you. Yeah, you too big to change it now. Yeah, you just gotta get another phone like me. That's what that is.
Yeah, I got a second phone. It's like a little Wi-Fi phone, you know what I mean? With the email, y'all could tell. So I got it, Antonio. Same number for you, though. Y'all could call me, and then we'll reach out. We'll stay connected, bro.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man. Right. Yes.
All love.
Yes, all love. As somebody, that's perfectly what I'm talking about. The bigger picture, he became a brand. He wasn't verified. He wasn't none of that stuff, you know, and just used us as a springboard. But we keep in touch. We got to hook up on some ATS TV stuff, too. We so busy. It's kind of hard.
That's the last thing I was going to see. Let's hook up on the ATS TV because look, I got the streaming service now. I do the marketing and they're looking for people to bring, you know what I mean? TV content clips. And I got directors on my side now, you know, in Hollywood to get active. So you need to come out here, shoot some ATS content so we can put it on these streaming services and get this money. You heard?
Yeah, that's it. Say less. Because definitely going, we're looking for a mansion out there and we already got the address hooked up. I'm not sure where is it at, Deanna? Is it Hollywood or she'll look it up and tell us
what's going on. We need ATS. We need ATS TV show. That's what we need.
That's it for sure.
It was in Los Angeles, but I can look at Hollywood. Well,
that's almost the same thing. Yeah, almost the same thing. And then so we're very excited about that. Plus, you know, as much TV as we shoot now and stuff. You know, I want to hook up with Big Jai and you know, and all of them out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's awesome. It's awesome. So we're looking at that. But that's one thing. If I have time, I'll tell y'all about what we're looking at to move out to LA, Hollywood area. I'll tell you if I have time, because it's relevant here, but not as relevant as I would like it to be. Let's see if we can grasp what I'm trying to tell you. All week I've been tricking y'all. All week. See where Irene is. I don't know what that is. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us to get here. All week, I've been tricking y'all. Two sets of people. You all and then seven other people. Because brand is the only thing that's going to work. In fact, I think Gary V said something about this too, not too long ago. I'm going to look that up real quick. Let me show you somebody building a brand. This is from a Christian perspective, but forget all that. So let me just show you someone building a brand for a football team. Let's pay attention.
$10 for the person who can tell me who won the state championship a decade ago.
Walker Jennings.
No.
North Metro.
Stop guessing, you know it or you don't. How about 5 years ago?
Richland.
That was 3 years ago. You can't remember, can you? Leads me to ask a couple of questions. What's the purpose of this team?
Win ball games.
Then what?
We get a trophy and people talk about us.
Maybe, for a while. Then what?
I don't know. Get a scholarship, play for college, and coach Little League.
What are you getting at, Grant? You think we're just wasting our time?
If our main goal is to win football games, then yes.
You don't want us to win games?
No. Not if that's our main goal. Winning football games is too small a thing to live for. And I love football as much as anybody. But even championship trophies will one day collect dust and be forgotten. It's just that so far all this has been about us. How we can look good. How we can get the glory.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there because I don't want to get too far into the preaching. But everything there was facts. Who won the NBA championship 6 years ago? You can Google it.
You can.
But I don't suggest you do it.
Warriors.
She said Warriors. Who lost the NBA championship 2 years ago? Who lost the World Series 3 years ago? Who came in third place in the Masters last year? Who won the hockey championship 2 years ago? Y'all, everything but brand is going to die. There are two factors that I see. Three factors. I'm going to get back to these three things. There are three factors. Actually, matter of fact, Grace, let me just finish. There are three factors, as I see it. The devaluation of the dollar. The upright disrespect of the dollar. By dollar, I mean everybody's currency. The advent and popularity of the internet. And the aggressive squeeze on the middle class. As I see it, it's not written down nowhere. I ain't read this in an article, Steve. I'm telling you what I know from my little genius brain up here. And I'll explain each one of them. Where does brands matter? Brands matter with three classes: poor, middle, wealthy. The super wealthy wear brands that don't even advertise. Anybody ever seen a commercial for Rodeo Drive? Anybody? Okay, you seen them? I didn't say if you've seen it featured on TV. I mean, have you seen somebody dropping club flyers about Rodeo Drive or you know, it just don't happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, has anybody seen the Queen on a vlog trying to get more followers? You know, I mean, the Queen's brand doesn't need that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying she ain't on TV. This is what I'm saying. The Queen, hey, everybody, it's Queen. Man, I'm out here. No. That would dilute her brand. So the super wealthy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Brand where brand doesn't need to be advertised. All right. Most of you in the middle class want that brand. The poor want what the middle class is trying to get. You understand what I'm saying? The poor want to impress the middle class, and the middle class want to impress the middle class, you know, and the wealthy class. No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. So when it comes to, you put those three things I've said in the chat, Grace, as I see it, those three things that.
Okay.
I
get to see everybody.
All right. Yes, put those three things down. The squeeze of the middle class, the disrespect of the dollar is absolutely disrespectful. It's disgusting, to be honest with you. If I went to Steve's house, if I went to Susan's house, and every day Susan and Steve, two different houses, came back to me, I disrespected them a little more. I start out very grateful, and I start diminishing my gratitude since 1913. I went from, oh my God, thank you so much, to you do it. You're supposed to tell me good morning, Steve. You kicked me out a long time ago, yes? Mm-hmm. But that's what they're doing to your dollar. That was a great example. That's what they're doing to your dollar. So when that continues to happen, now you got to think about these three classes driving brand. Okay. And then there's one more factor, the internet. The internet has created what we call a value-based economy. What a value-based economy is, means that I have a choice and I don't have to listen to Antonio. I got options. I could be anywhere right now at 8 a.m, 2 p.m. I gotta go drop off the kid to pick him up. As a matter of fact, I'm hungry. Need to wrap it up. I gotta pee. Anything. The internet gives me options. And those options kill anybody who is a commodity. So what's a commodity? Forget their definition. Let me give you the only definition of commodity that you need to know moving forward. If your pitch, if your offer sounds like everybody else, that's the only thing you need to know. They gave you, is there a better definition? Nope. Is there a more classy one? Yes. The definition you need to know about making yourself a commodity is your offer like everybody else's? If your offer is like everybody else's, you're a commodity. You will not last. How does your consulting differ? It must, because the internet gave me, I looked up something crazy yesterday. I wrote an article yesterday. It was actually pretty good. I don't know where it was. I was talking about, oh no, it's not out yet. That's right. It's not out yet. I was updating the ATS sales model, which by the way, I did the slide and I got my little homie doing it. So it should be by maybe tomorrow or next day. We're trying to make it super good. We're trying to make it super duper crazy good. Super duper crazy good. But I wrote the article. And in the article, I say something real, real crazy. I talk about psychographics. I'm really good at psychographics. I'm really good at understanding my, well, but I'm part of it is a talent. I was kind of born with it, but no, I was psychological operations for the United States Army. So you can't really give me too much credit. You understand? I mean, psychological operations for the United States Army. So of course, I like psychographics. And in this psychographics, I wrote down something. I wrote down, you know, you got to understand the psychology of your prospect, and you got to understand your psychographics. Because Antonio can put out a liquor edition of one of my products. It'll be hot. But then I also lost 2 billion Muslims. Mm. Did you see what I just did? Mm-hmm. Upgrading one of my products took me out of 27% of the world. That's crazy when you think about it that way. What I'm trying to tell you is your consumers, I really need to, when you read the ATS sales model, you really should. It's me breaking down to you every single thing I know about sales. I need you to get that feel doesn't buy everything. Not because he has a brand. Because he has these ideals. Or she has ideals. And whether we want to admit it or not, these ideals are controlling what we buy. I can't tell you how many. Okay. Marijuana. Used by most of the world. Facts. Mm-hmm. You'd be super uber crazy Christian. I keep telling you, you Christians sure got a whole lot of youth in your church. Y'all ain't that saved. Okay. I keep telling y'all that. All right. I keep telling y'all that. But since weed is being decriminalized, it's a little, you know, yeah. People feel like explaining themselves. But them edibles is fair game. Y'all didn't hear me, man. I'm trying to get you to see something. Edibles ain't got no taboo on it. Look like Starburst. Can sit on top of your purse in the church. That's a fact. Now, is the chemical components different from THC and CBD in the plant, or the plant grind up in some candy, some sugar? There's
Antonio T. Smith Jr. Yes, ma'am. I just have to say, this is so funny to me.
Facts.
When you said that, all I could think about was the grandmama pulling out the candy. I got candy. I got new candy. Y'all can't have none.
That's right. That's right. No, it's facts. But I'm trying to show you something psychologically about your brand. Do I want to be 82 walking inside smelling like a pound of weed? Or 82 walking inside feeling good, breath smell like peppermint?
I'm letting you know now. All them only people that's eating that stuff is them children. They know what it is. Acapulco Gold, they never did nothing wrong with nobody. And if you smell like that, that means I've been with somebody for a long time. Leave me alone.
I completely understand. But it's a whole bunch of folk that ain't children on them edibles. You understand what I'm saying? And listen, this isn't a matter of, so are the edibles legal, illegal? Everybody, weed was legal until like 1933. And that's a whole thing that I'm not going to get into right now. You can look up Adam Ruins Everything Marijuana. He'll explain to you, right, with sources and stuff. This isn't about THC. This isn't about legality. This is about Dolores can't be buying stuff that don't fit her image. Mm-hmm. Now, will Dolores buy stuff that she ain't supposed to buy? If you can make it fit her image, yes. And all of you will. It's the exact reasons why Bluetooth, Viagra, and sex toys come to your doorstep in discreet packaging with discreet billing. It's true. All right. If you think I'm not being factual, I'm trying to tell you that your wholesome business will go out of business before the sex toy company that shows up on your billing as Angel Charity. Mm-hmm. And it comes to your front door with Angel Charity box. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your donation. In red on the box. That's somebody controlling their brand. Mm-hmm. All right, you need to know how to make money. You need to learn how to keep that money, you know, multiply that money. So, Steve, why am I on this so tough, so hard? Because I've noticed something that I've never noticed before. I'm not telling you it hasn't been here, but I don't think there's a person over 50, 45, that's going to disagree with me. Put those three things down for me again. The first three, I have to make more money, get more of it.
Oh.
Watch this. Watch this. Dolores, especially you. Who has an overtly religious business? Is Dolores the only one? Overtly, you know, overt, outwardly, not covert, not FBI, outwardly. Like divine.
Yes.
All right, divine connection.
Isn't Sister Adrian?
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. Whole D block. It doesn't matter if you know if it's overt. It doesn't matter if you got a niche with it. That's overt. So Adrian, Dolores, you hear me well. There's something I noticed earlier this year, and I just kind of been leading up to it now. You got kingdom right. Yeah, if your man got kingdom anything in it, you ain't from England.
What?
Yes. You is not talking about the United Kingdom. All right. So, three people here. Mm-hmm. How many of your people are struggling? Now watch this. Let's look at these three things. This is something I know. Let's look at these three things and see what I'm saying. What percentage of the world do you believe today in modern day? Oh, Chiquita too. Queen Chi got an overtly Christian business. So when she tried to do something else, she had the nuns calling her. That's four. What percentage of the world, modern world, today, present day, you think is getting money? You better have that percentage low. Are they getting more money? Come on, Anthony. Come on, Anthony. Is most of the world getting more money? You know he's going to keep it real with me.
Most of the world is not getting
money. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go down to C. Is most of the world multiplying more money?
No, only 1% of the world is multiplying more money.
But money's out here, Phil. Clearly, because y'all was supposed to stay home and Houston never stopped having traffic.
Never.
It was a whole pandemic. It was before the pandemic, we had the Great Recession, Phil. And I swear to you, Monday through Friday, there was still Houston traffic. The media told me ain't nobody had no damn job. But the traffic said it's a whole bunch of people out here. I'm going to go with my eyes, Steve. And I'm not worried about what they talking about because I still haven't seen traffic go away. I ain't seen it. And I have not seen any grocery store, any big grocery store not have to restock. So it's money out here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in my conscious life, I've recognized something, Steve. Most of the world is scared to death in keeping money. Anthony Lucas, what percentage of the world would you say is keeping money? I'll prove it to you.
98%.
98% is a good number. We keeping so much money, there's a change shortage.
Yes.
How do you even wrap your brain around a change shortage? They're asking you use exact change or use debit. Because y'all don't want to fool with me.
Yeah.
Do y'all know how the economy works? The economy works like this. Ray Dalio has a great video of this. The more, so on my screen, Steve and Frieda are next to each other. Okay, I'm not showing your screen. When Steve spends money to Frieda, Steve becomes Frieda's income. When Frieda spends money to Steve, Frieda becomes Steve's income. And as long as that cycle is happening, it's a great economy. But over time, 7 years usually, what happens is that Steve spending money, Frieda spending money cycle, one of them starts holding or both. How many people you think right now are spending money with gas price at $5 a gallon or whatever, or petrol, right? All these things. Like, think about this for a moment. Think about this for a moment. So if most of the world is keeping money, you hear me? If most of the world is keeping money, not only, hey, Deke, if most of the world is keeping money and that's messing up the economy, then Frieda, how do you get people?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Put a buy from you. If they not buying from the heroes, what make you think they're going to buy from you? I'll give you one more example. How many of you, my hand is up first, know someone who needs their heart medicine or needs some life-saving medicine, and they're deciding which medicine they're going to buy and which medicine they're not? It's just a few of us. Oh, okay, look at that. When folk is starting to say, I can't afford the medicine keeping me alive, so I'm going to just pick this one. If, let me make this very plain, Arshia. If folk is saying, I'm choosing money over my life, you understand that's what they're saying, right? I'm choosing to keep money over my heart beating. I would rather be dead than lose this money. Please tell me how that's not what that means. You know, the whole statistic that they did, that most people have a fear of public speaking. The second fear is death. That means most people would rather be dead than doing a eulogy, that whole thing. I'm saying the same thing here. When you're choosing between your heart medicine and your blood medicine and your blood thinner medicine and all that stuff, and some of y'all on this call right now, when you're doing that, you're saying, I'd rather be dead than not to keep my money. And everybody here knows somebody like that. So please tell me how your offer, being the same as everybody else, is more important than their heart beating. Somebody needs to tell it to you that way. I've been tricking on y'all. I realized that sometime 6 months ago, and I've been preparing ATS to be as important as heartbeats. I'm trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
So you mentioned people not buying heart medicine and instead choosing to keep their money. But things are much worse, actually, because there are people who are keeping their money and choosing not to buy condoms.
Wow, that's true. That is true.
And dude, that leads to a lot more money being spent over the years.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Y'all, please, please hear me. Dolores. The bigger picture is you're not more important than keeping money. Listen, if I asked everybody right now, who wants to be 100? I'm going to be the first one. I'm good. Not because I don't want to live an old age, because I don't want to live an old age in this world. And everybody agrees with that. It's not the age I'm concerned with. It's dealing with all this stuff getting worse at that age. No, I'm not doing that.
And then having somebody have to take care of you.
Come on now. And complaining the whole time. This is a book of right.
Precisely.
Right. Y'all, please, please hear me. Please, 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 please. Somebody had to write it down. Somebody had to make it plain to you today, as plain as possible. The people that you're asking to buy from you are so scared of losing money, they would rather die than buy from you. If that is not the most revealing thing I've said all year, I don't know what is. Your sales are not going down because the market is tripping or you need to reinvent your business. Your sales are going down because your government is letting you down. And it has the people unhealthy, and your business plan is to market to healthy people in unhealthy situations. But that's not what it is no more. We're now scared, unhealthy people in unhealthy situations, trying to hold on to the only thing that we ever say because it's ours, the hard work that gave us this money, and I ain't losing it for nobody. It's almost impossible to sell to that person. And according to me and Anthony Lucas, that's 98% of that person. 98% of this world is that person. So how do you sell to this person? Brand. You don't sell. You have a brand that people say, I can't trust my government. I can't trust that I know what to do with my money. But I can trust Budweiser. I can trust Humor Consultants.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I'll extend what you're talking about.
Please.
You said that someone who'd rather keep their money instead of buy heart medicine. I would ask you, where are they keeping their money? Mm. Just let me know. Just one word answer. Where are they keeping their money? Is it a chest? Is it a bank? Just mention something. Where are they keeping their money, Antonio?
Yeah.
Okay. So when your brand is more trustworthy than the bank, they will give you their money.
Ooh.
So once they are that certain of your brand that putting their money there is just as secure or even better than putting in a bank, that's when even that person will give you money who's not buying heart medicine.
Ooh, write that down, Grace.
Okay,
it's real simple. Whatever you think people are keeping their money, doesn't matter. If you said chest, drawer, bank, stocks, crypto, wallet, didn't matter. As soon as people trust your brand more than they trust where they're storing their money, that's when they'll buy from you. And that is a better summation of what I've been trying to tell you.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am, please.
It also says here almost half of the world's population still doesn't use a bank account.
Wow. That is insane. But I get it.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, I get it, though. I never thought about it. But every time I go to a different country, that is a fact. And that is a fact. I've hired people that
where
I've
did
had
they put
to,
it?
So you'll have, so you do a lot of cash transactions, or you'll have what they call mobile pay, which is not a bank. Mm-hmm. Mobile pay, you send for your kind of what we would have Cash App and stuff, but you have mobile pay to where you go to your phone company. It's only like five phone companies they can get. And then you charge your phone with that money. And then you type in a six-digit access and you send money that way digitally. Yep.
This dude, digital I've got money. I've got my debit cards and credit cards from UAE as well as from Pakistan. And in Pakistan, you know, I cannot spend more than $200 on my debit card before it starts saying, hey, your daily transaction limit is over. You cannot, you spend too much money. Is your card stolen? Like, that's it. And I called them. I said, can I, like, raise the limit? Not on my credit, actually, like, my debit card. So there was no Tinder swindler danger there. It's my debit card. Money's already there in the bank. And they're like, no, I'm sorry. This is the maximum, like, the bank allows. And I was like, this is so crazy.
It is. It is so crazy. It is absolutely so crazy. I want y'all, please. And you know, me and Anthony, we have a joke going on, Dolores. Sometimes I'll say something more than once and be like, oh man, you sure right. If you take notes, Antonio said that like 3 years ago. We
give me Jerome.
Jerome was good for that. Jerome did. He said it 3 days ago. I said this 3 years ago. What I'm now bringing in is the connection of, ooh, people keeping money to the point of death. And I'm now saying only thing that's going to last is bread with this idea of I'm so scared I'd rather die than lose my money. Yeah. I'm bringing that in now. It is tough. It is tough. And I'm certainly not trying to scare you. I'll leave that to your news company. I'm trying to get you. I apologize. I tricked you. I tricked you all week. I did. I tricked you all week, and I'm going to tell you I tricked these other seven people, too. I tricked you. Because if I told you, I'll show you why I tricked you, because I've said this before. I had me and Gary Vee talk to y'all, but I had to say it a different way. Look at this. Everything.
Wow.
Hold on. Look at the video. I literally have repeated this. Everything will die but brand. How many times have I repeated it, Grace? I think it's almost everything I said, the whole call. Yeah. I actually did a video about it. I did a video about it.
Wow. You can't have your mind blown by any other fact than that.
The product and your brand, because everything in the middle is in trouble.
Here in the background, my sales team is working hard, so I'm grateful. I just wanted to share this video with you very quickly. I'm just working in the background, got YouTube playing in the background, and Gary V pops up. Of course, you know who Gary V is, Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't know who he is an entrepreneur. That's what he would prefer to call himself. He's chasing a dream of buying the New York Jets. He's an immigrant from Russia, and he has a deal with K-Swiss, five-time New York best-selling author. And he doesn't even know how to read, if you ask him, right? A terrible student like myself, etc. Here's the point of this video, and I'm sure my media team is going to chop up some stuff with Gary V and myself, because I'm listening in the background. I'm not really watching. And Gary V says something, and I've been screaming for a while. He just said it better than what I've been screaming it. He said the internet
is going to commoditize everything except brand. Wow. You can't have your mind blown by any other fact than that. That is amazing. He is absolutely correct. The internet is replacing or commoditizing. It is, I say this all the time, the greatest invention on planet Earth is the written word. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. The written word is the greatest invention that man has ever done. I say this all the time. The second greatest invention of mankind is the internet. It is here to make sure you don't have to do anything. And here is what is true. It is also here that if you don't get in front of it, it is going to put you out of business. Truckers, 20 years from now, they're going to be self-driving trucks. Either get out of trucking or, I don't know, get into self-driving trucks. Computer programming is going to be a commodity. Your cell phone is already virtual reality. And then virtual reality is going to become the real world. And the real world is going to become the fake world, because right now, the real world on your cell phone is the real world. And your regular 9-to-5 or the job that you hate, or the mere fact you look towards a Friday, that's the fake world now. Okay? We all run to social media, etc. Anyway, so, media team, play the Gary Vee clip. Let them see it themselves. This is incredible. This is incredible. And I just wanted to share that with you. It's fantastically incredible. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate.
Like, communication's the only thing left. The product itself, like, obviously if your candy bar sucks, I'll just speed up everyone knowing it sucks. The product and your brand, because everything in the middle is in trouble. Bookstores went first, limos and cars went next. The entire macro infrastructure of physical retail is happening right now. Wait till you see what happens to the fast food and fast casual space with all these cloud kitchens and everyone's ordering everything and getting food delivered in 1 minute on brands that don't have stores, but it's the new McDonald's. It hasn't even started. You guys have felt the effects. There's been technology, things of that nature, and there'll be more.
All right, forget all that. I've said this before. This time I'm saying it better because I got armed with new information. Most of the 98% of the world, as far as I'm concerned, is holding and keeping money. We're keeping so much money, Jerome, there's a change shortage. We're keeping so much money now, when you ask people to use their integrity, they filter their integrity through their fears. If I say right now, hey, everybody, I have this, how much do you think it costs? You will not tell me the right price in most cases. You won't lie. You won't be manipulative. You won't be malicious. You're going to come up with some high number. You go, ooh, wait a minute. I can't do that. And then through your fears, reduce that number and what you're capable of. Why? Because we live in a world now where people would rather save their money, excuse me, they would rather die than not save money. Repost those three things from the grace. Them original three things. When it comes to money, there's only three things you need to know how to do. How to get more of it, how to keep more of it, how to multiply what you have. Grant Cardone says it all the time. Mm-hmm. How to get more of it. But Dolores, we know most of your customers, let me tell you, man, I don't know. Y'all keep hiding behind. I wish all of you would stop hiding behind religion and adding value to your religion. Mm-hmm. I prefer you to do that. You believe God is going to make a way in theory, but you don't add value to God making a way in practice. Mm, mm,
In theory, you believe God will make a way because you heard it before. And you know God has made a way for somebody else. And you remember one time God has made a way for you, but you have no real faith or practicality or practice that God will make a way for you again. I told, ask Grace, ask Deanna, had a super intellectual guy call me yesterday, responding to some email, blah, blah, blah. And I had to check him. I didn't even get on the phone. You want to talk to me on the phone? First off, that costs money. Secondly, I am talking to you. I ain't got the headphones in my ear. Grace got them. I told Grace I'm standing next to me. Thirdly, he didn't want to listen. So let me tell y'all what I proceeded to tell this guy. You're so intellectual and you're so spiritual. But the last time I talked to you in 2019, finish it for me, Grace, so they know I ain't playing.
You were in the same space you were in financially that you were in the last time I talked to you.
So 3 years, you've grown in certain areas. But you're not growing as a whole. That means somebody around you, something you're in, whatever it is, there's a problem there because you're not allowed to be a disciple without having fruit. And he gets all upset. And I still gave him a gift. He still walked away, Phil, with a free program. He still walked away with a free program. And I gave him a gift and I said, listen, he tells Grace in his, I find out later, well, I'm not Christian. I ain't having no Christian conversation. You're a poor righteous teacher and you're not allowed to be that. Righteousness has side effects. Heaven does not have poverty. Blessed does not have afflictions. Humor does not have pettiness. It's one or the other. If you're going to be a humor consultant, you're not allowed to be negative. I don't make that up. I didn't control this universe. If you're going to be a teacher, you must also be a practitioner. And most of you people in your religions, you're hiding behind your religions. You're using God as a scapegoat. You're not even a pilot of your life. If I ask you, will I see you tomorrow? You say, God say the same. God said the same. You hear me? It's okay. It's okay. I'm not telling you put your trust in God is wrong. I'm telling you put your trust in God and take no responsibility for your life is you pimping God. Not you being a partner with God. There's a scholarly word for that. It's called akon. It's a Greek word. It says in every major sacred text, the Torah, the Christian Bible, and the Quran, that originally you were supposed to rule with God. You got in trouble because you tried to rule as God. They didn't want to hear that, Jerome.
You are teaching today.
That's it. You named the animals. You hear me? You named the animals. You named the rivers. God didn't say, Dolores, let me do everything for you. No. You named your company. You rule with your God. And all the folk that are saying, well, God gonna make a way. Doesn't matter your religion. You broke. And you're not allowed to be broke anymore. Yes, the government wants you broke. But you're supposed to be, and I told this guy, you smart, but you haven't learned how to be too smart to be broke. And if you did think Grace, am I putting something on it?
No, you are not at all. He told him everything.
I might be being nicer right now than I was then. Yeah. And I told him, I said, I'm still gonna give you a gift. Because I see the God. He basically told me, shut up. So I did. I swear to God, I just see it. So I did. I did. Your job is not to be a poor, righteous teacher, but that's what you are. That's what we are. That's what we've done. We're happy, but sick. Positive, unhealthy. That's a lie. Let me tell you how I tricked people. I tricked y'all by trying to make y'all do a brand. I've tricked everybody. Here's the deal. Where's Tyrell? Tyrell's still here. Tyrell, you make sure you give me. There's a few people. I put some out there. It's all top secret. I ain't say nothing. And I tricked everybody, Jerome. Here was my trick. This is honest to God truth. This is what happened. I said, all right. Boom, boom, boom. This is what you said for, but all right. This cost. This is what I said, Jerome. That nobody knew I tricked them. The only people who knew I tricked them was the people who had a call with me yesterday and the day before. I think I got like 3 or 4 left. They all was like, oh man, why you ain't tell me? Because I wasn't going to tell you. I ain't tell Tempest either. She one of them. Because that's not what I was doing. This is what I did, Dolores. I kid you not. This is what I did. I said, it's cost. I'm going to let you choose. You pick it. That was the first trick. The second trick was, and I told everybody, Jerome, use your integrity. Then I said, a sacrifice is not supposed to be comfortable, mm-hmm. but it ain't supposed to kill you. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. A sacrifice don't kill you, but you don't sacrifice and not miss it too. God, I could have used them apples I just gave you, but
Amen.
It's the truth. A sacrifice ain't supposed to kill you, yeah. but you're supposed to feel it.
Yeah,
that's what the sacrifice means. Yeah. You're supposed to feel it. And I told everybody, you know what I'm saying? I told everybody, can you hear me, Kim? Oh. I think the audio messed up. Texas, yeah, she probably come back out. I told everybody, do what you want. Don't matter to me. This is how I tricked them, Dolores. They had no idea I was going to bless whatever they said. You didn't find that out. I told everybody, when you finish, you're going to get your next steps. So I look out true. I said, you're going to get your next steps. What's the next steps? I ain't going to tell you. I'm not telling you. And I said, Grace, whenever they report, I said, payment or plan of payment. They automatically qualify for the next steps. That's what I said. Can you hear me, Kim? She got going her settings and cut her speaker on. She'd probably be talking. Oh, there she goes. She logging over here. She'd probably be talking with a microphone and stuff, and her Zoom settings ain't set to her computer speaker. I told everybody, look, Jerome, I said, everybody, listen. I'm gonna tell you next steps. So if you said, we got somebody, this is honestly God truth, Jerome. I talked to somebody yesterday. They almost cried. Somebody said, oh, this costs $100,000. That's what they told Grace. You listening? I said, good. I said, what you pledging? Pledging $100,000? I said, what you got? I got $20 right now. They gave 20. Here was the next step, Jerome. I then proceeded to write a plan. And I say, are we using your products or mine? They say, what you mean? Oh, I said, oh, I never intended on you paying $100,000 out your pocket. I tricked you. I was looking. to see your integrity. Congratulations on the 20 you had. Now, we are now in business partnership, not just for the $100,000, Dolores, but I said this, this is my exact words, Gracian, write this down as I say it. I said what I was trying to teach y'all was about sacrifice. There's something I know that you don't know. I said this exact words. Whatever you give to God, you're supposed to also give to yourself.
Watch yourself.
They don't want to hit me, Renee. So this person is now in business partnership with me for $200,000. In addition to that, I say, you want to use your product or you want to use mine? Well, mine ain't working right now. I guess we're using mine. And I sat down and did the formula with them. And every sale is 50-50 until complete. Not 100,000 here first, 100,000 over there second. Nope. At the same time, I even broke it down. We need this many people. And then I said, the person said, I need to know how to sell. I said, oh, no, I don't want you to sell. No, that's not a gift. I didn't ask you to be a salesperson. This how many referrals we need. Your job is just to find where people are. Go down your cell phone list. We'll call them. You do nothing. You missed it. I've been tricking y'all all week. Okay, I'm gonna take a screenshot. I want y'all to see it, but I'm gonna crop out the screenshot. Take a screenshot. Cause I said, Tippis, because she was on the other line with me. I said, send this to me so I could talk about it tomorrow. That's what I want to talk about tomorrow. I didn't want to say what was above it. Right here. Share my screen. There it is right there. Talk about tomorrow how you tricked everybody into sacrifice for God. 5:59 p.m. Sure did. I'm told to send it to me so I don't forget. I'm on plan. I'm on target, Sister Booker. I ain't went nowhere. The person who said, this is $100,000. I said, so be it. I didn't care what he said. It's numbers from $1,200, $50,000 to $100,000. I said no words, Jerome, because I didn't care. I cared about one thing, teaching a few people, because I'm building something y'all don't know nothing about, how I think. And that's how I started the conversation off, didn't I? Mm-hmm. So this is about how I think. Let me tell y'all something. Every time I give to God, I give to myself. Don't miss it. Mm. Don't miss it. Mm. Don't miss it. See? I promise you, on everything that I am, if I give God 10%, I give myself 10%. Mm. If I give offering, I give myself an offering. Y'all ain't hearing me. Whatever I do for God, I do back to myself. Because, yes, I just taught you something again. Whatever I do, God, I do back to myself. Now, you can hit me with the whole, oh, you think you, that's fine. But that ain't what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing is saying, if I'm going to give, I'm also going to give back to me. Because if God is going to change the world, me too. Sure. And I might as well have something to show for it and something to give away. Because does God hoard money, Jerome? Mm. Neither do I.
Watch it, sir.
Look here, mine.
Well, let me wrap this up. I'm trying to tell you. Somebody say I received it. I'm trying to tell you what it is. I tricked everybody. Yes, sir.
I've been trying to hold my peace.
the same thing you talking about you did to them seven people. You did it to me.
I sure the hell did, Jerome. I am consistent.
You did it. And I'm sitting there going, he did it, and I didn't even know he did it. Mm-hmm. Because when you did it to me, I ended up getting three products, basically for the price of one.
Yep.
And you didn't even ask me, well, we're going to use yours or mine, because you already know. I already said, I ain't waiting on you. I ain't waiting on ATS.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
And you said on the call the other day, I had already called Tempest and say, yo, Tempest. Mm-hmm. I ain't call you. I ain't call yo, Tempest. Blah, 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 blah. I got word to, and I just realized that. And then I realized
all the time.
You not only did you trick me, I went into the one product, and one line item was $500,000.
Yep.
I said, wait a minute. I got all of this here to make money with, and then I got this, and I said, oh my God, but. But Antonio, that was one. You gave me three, brother.
Yep, I did. I sure did.
You did. You tricked me, mofo. You did.
Lord, I do it all the time because I don't trust y'all to act like God. So I account for your energy. Wow. I'm telling you what it is. I account for your energy because I can't trust you to be your real self. So I account for your energy for you. That's what I do. Just check me out because I've got two or three more things up. Listen as well. Nobody knows what the other pledge. I kept it secret. They ain't gonna never know. It may be the person who pledged 500, which nobody did that. That was $100,000 to them. Like I can't tell you what the lady with the two mites impact was. You understand what I'm saying? I can't tell you that. It never mattered to me. I had to correct Arshia yesterday. Stop acting like that. You stop thinking like that. You stop going backwards. You know, you done did too well to go backwards. Little small thought. A little too well to go backwards. Whatever you say is what I was going to honor. Didn't matter to me. But what they didn't know, Dolores, I was going to pay for it myself.
My God.
That's what I didn't tell them. That's what I didn't tell them. And I told Tempest these exact words. I said, congratulations to this person. They punished themselves to $200,000. That was their integrity. Anybody who used their integrity against God got punished. Anybody used their integrity for God got punished. It's just a good punishment or a bad punishment. I don't know. That's your heart. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So if you got a call with me, I got a call with Tyrell. Mm-hmm. In a few minutes. If you got a call with me, you know the plan now. You pledged. Guess what? Ain't nothing else to talk about. Here's how much you're getting. You using my products or yours? I expect Tyrell to say, I'm going to use mine. I'm going to do the veteran. Mm-hmm. I tricked you all. The name of today's meeting was sacrifice, servant hearts, and integrity. I have not deviated from the path one time, Dolores. I cannot stress to you enough how incredible the law of attraction is. How incredible the blessings from Allah are. How incredible that if you just stop being you for one second, you'll get everything you deserve. Joe Dispenza writes a great book about this. What is it called? Getting Out Your Way? The Art of...
Oh.
Grace got it. You your problem. He goes neurologically about how you need to stop being in your way. I'm going to look it up real quick so everybody go buy the book. That's all right. Buy the book. Y'all don't get the book. The Break in the Habit of Being Yourself.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
It's right here. What a great book. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's yourself in your way. So in conclusion, with my original point from yesterday, today, and the week, the day before, only thing that matters is brand now. Everybody rather be dead than buy from you. Mm. And the only way you can change that is they got to trust your brand. So, use me as a scapegoat all you want and tell me how I'm blank, blank, and blank, and blank. That's fine. It's not going to stop the fact that you deserve more. But if it's all about winning football games, I don't want it. That's another clip I played for you. If it's all about winning football games, I don't want it. If ATS is all about making money, I don't want it. I know you think I'm lying. I know you think I'm showing out for the camera. Ain't nothing I can do about that. You're going to think it anyway. I can jump in front of a bullet in front of you. You're going to love me then. 6 months later, you're going to say something bad about me in your head. It's all right. It's human behavior. Nothing I can do about that. But I tell you this. There are no poor righteous teachers. If you are sick and you can't stop being sick, you're not as positive as you think you are. If you are healthy and you can't stop being broke, you're not as positive as you think you are. If you have money, but friction in all your important relationships, you are not as positive as you think you are. And if you have rich relationships, but poor money, you're not as positive as you think you are. Where I come from, we call those distortions. It means there's a big chunk of you distorted and wherever you have lack. And in practicality, Arshia, let me teach you how to fix this. It's real easy. It's a popular saying in religious circles. Wherever there's a need, plant a seed. If you need better relationships, you got to start planting better relationships. If you need more money, you got to start planting seeds of more money in other people and other places. But if y'all don't start getting yourself together, you're going to find out that you are a poor righteous teacher and this universe hates you. I know you ain't like that. So let me bring up your sacred text. You could be cold.
Watch it.
You could be hot. But if you're lukewarm, I spew you out. When you're a, where is Sister Book at when I need her? When you are, okay, when you are a poor righteous teacher, you are lukewarm.
I'm here. You're preaching.
Okay, then. That's.
When it's a movie on BET. How you like your coffee, cool or hot? It's a movie.
That's a whole movie. Why am I stressing this so much? Because I snuck it in on y'all like 2 months ago. Your business act like you. Mm-hmm. Remember I said that? Mm-hmm. You note takers got it written down. However you do your money is how your business make money. Your character is your business. You can't have a heaven business when you a hell demon. You can't. And if you're a confused person, you got a confused business. And your customers are confused. If you're a greedy person, you got a greedy business all on the front end. That's why customers buy from you one time. Your business will take on a life of you. My hope, my prayer for you is to hear as strong as possible. They would rather die than buy from you. And that's not their motives. That's not their character. That's what their government has done to them. And the only way you're going to get money, this is what I told that guy yesterday. I promise you, I'm going to leave you with this because I don't want you to hear nothing else. If you forget what I'm fit to say, don't forget this. God ain't working miracles for you if it ain't coming through people. See, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Everything you got coming your way is in somebody else's pocket, mm-hmm. through somebody else's favor. You believe in God so much, you done put people out the equation. Mm. God is not going through your sales funnel. God's people are.
Yes.
Every last one of your blessings come through people. And those people are scared as hell. And they would rather die than spend money.
Mm.
Your business needs to change today. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can't dominate. We'll see you in an hour for an esoteric class. It's probably worse than this.
God bless you, Tyrell.
We love you.
Love you more. Oh, love it.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one. Tell Tyrell. It'll be over the phone. Call him for me, Grace.
Okay.
All right.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training, and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.